Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Positivity Effect, episode number 65. Together, let's create miracles. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, really, for tuning in. It means the world to hear how this show is impacting your life. And for those of you that have reached out to me and have told me how you're paying it forward and how you're impacting others and encouraging and creating a ripple effect of positivity in your life, it's so awesome, and thank you so much for sharing that. A few quick announcements. If you are not on Snapchat, you need to get on. It's awesome. Find me at T-Retcher, and let's connect. It's been a great way, and I've really been enjoying it. It's a great social media platform. In addition, on May 1st, I am launching the Positivity Effect store. There's going to be some awesome t-shirts and cool products added along the way, so stay tuned, guys. Today, we're joined again by Devin, the Connector Bandison. And Devin is a coach who helps people and organizations maximize in areas like leadership, productivity, fatherhood, and work-life satisfaction. And we heard yesterday from Devin just how he's made some incredible shifts in his life. And if you go back and listen to the episode, Devin is so centered, he's so at peace, and he's a great guy to listen to and to connect with. I walked away really feeling uplifted just from his story and the way that he communicates. And Devin is no stranger to adversity, growing up in a single-parent home, being raised by his mother, raised in a difficult neighborhood, a father who was addicted to drugs. But through all that, even though it was difficult at that time in his life, Devin learned to turn that into growth, a growth mentality, and shift away from a victim mentality. And that's how he teaches others. And he shared with us yesterday how that happened and how he was able to do that. So you guys, you can find Devin at devinbandison.com. Also, check out his online coaching program at legacy.zone. I am so happy and excited to bring him for you guys a second day in a row. Devin is an awesome individual. So help me welcome him now to the Positivity Effect. Hey, what's up, Devin? Welcome back. Day two, Positivity Effect.
Hey, thanks, Thomas, for having me back. If the audience member, it feels like we've been behind the scenes, we've just been recording for 24 straight hours. No, I'm just kidding. It's good to be back, my bad.
we've been going 7 days straight. The candles burning on both ends.
Exactly.
That's it. No, man, it was really good. Yes, you know, it was amazing just hearing your story of, you know, just talking about those two words of abundance and scarcity. And I think we all find ourselves at one end of the spectrum, you know, at some point in our life. And it's just that goal of always working towards that life of abundance. And when you think of like that word abundance, it's so easy for everyone, you know, to think what we just mean is like, oh, like just having lots of things and lots of money. And that's really, it's more of a metaphor of the kind of person and the give, you know, how you give back to the world and how, you know, just for you, you were explaining how just taking a shot on something and connecting and then going there and, you know, somebody basically believing in you and then you accepting that somebody believed in you to take a shot on something. And now you know, that's your goal is to give back through the leadership you do and to help others. It's such a powerful thing if we all focus on that metaphor of having abundance in our life and believing that good things are coming to us and being open to these opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, the big thing about abundance and living a life that is abundant, it's all about service, man. And, you know, many people, when we talked about the word or the nickname Connector, you know, I always try, no matter how successful things are going, for me to stay down to earth, because when that guy reached out to me from our story yesterday and he gave me a shot to come out to there, it literally changed the direction of my life. And if I came back and benefited from that, Thomas, and I just came back to come on the Positivity Effect show and say, hey, look at me, look how great I am, I'd just be really not, that's a scarcity mindset too, because I am not here by myself. I'm here because someone saw something in me and I was able to use my talents and create the life I wanted. But now I have a responsibility to give back what was also given to me. So what I'm most grateful for is I got this opportunity and I made another promise and said, when I'm able to create this coaching practice and speak to people, I want to create these kind of spaces for others to get from stuck to a life of freedom, a life where they love and they're passionate and they wake up about. That's my responsibility. So whether it's these workshops I do throughout the country, or if it's, you know, creating these group coaching membership communities, all of that to me is my way of giving back what was afforded to me. And I think that to me is abundant. It truly is what your grandmother used to say, you know, the more you give, the more you will receive. It's so true. And I think that where people get it wrong is they find some level of success and then they try to kind of hide what got them there. And to me, my job is to open the door so the person coming behind me can benefit from what I've learned too, because there's enough out here for everybody.
You know, and Devin, like if, you know, say right now there's a college student that's, they're listening to this show and they're, you know, they're so stressed out about school and finals and, or, you know, what direction they want to take with their career, you know, once they finish school. Or maybe there's a, you know, there's a single mom right now and she's just struggling and she doesn't know how she's going to pay the bills. Or, you know, maybe there's a father who, you know, he just yelled at his child again because he's so stressed out at work. And, you know, he jumped in his car and he's out driving around right now and he's threw on the Positivity Effect to give him some hope, you know, some direction. You know, where does somebody start when they're in these really dark places, you know, to start to make that shift, you know, because it's, you know, so easy for all of us to find ourselves there at time to time. Like you said yesterday, you know, you're human too. And it's just like, there's moments too. It wasn't just like this perfect road for you, you know, it was a lot of ups and downs and, you know, more ups than downs. And it's just, you know, it's so powerful to hear it from somebody like you who's been through it all, you know, for someone that's just trying to get started.
Yeah. You know, what I think is most important for people is to start and understand that, you know, they matter, and love for yourself. You know, I'm a big believer of filling your cup. So what happens is, you know, it's the old airplane analogy that when the air mask come down, you need to put the air mask on yourself before you put it on anyone else. And I think when you have struggling parents out there, people trying to pay the bills, oftentimes they're looking, they're helping this. They're doing so much for everyone else that they forget to take the time to give themselves the gift of their own attention. So one of the things I start with is, you know, what are the things that bring you alive? When are you at your best? And, you know, I have a list of 10 things, 7 to 10 things normally that I know that I'm at my best. When I sleep a certain amount, when I drink my bulletproof coffee, when I have my morning routine and exercise, right? When I exercise, when I have laughter in my life, when I have my children around me and we're creating something, those are some of the things that when I'm at my best, and none of those things cost me any money, really. Well, the bulletproof coffee may, but you know, what I do is start to see what brings you alive, because it's an inside job, Thomas. Your outward things that are going outside your world oftentimes is a reflection of what's going on the inside. So sometimes we, in difficult times, we got to first go within and find the joy in the everyday, in the simple. Find the gratitude. Find, you know, the gratitude in the small things that are going on in your life. And then secondly, you know, I think that those who have, you are definitely going to be the five people, the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I think that if you're around people who are negative and always complaining, that no matter how positive you are, no matter how many positivity podcasts you tune into, because I'm tuning in, if you're continuously around people like that, sometimes that drains your energy. So you got to look at who you're around, but also do the work on yourself.
That's so true. And Devin, can you say that what you said before, just repeat that so everybody could hear that again, about that reflection of the inner self and how that reflects on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times the outward world is a reflection of what's going on inside. So the work has to start on the inside. It's an inside job. It's an inside out transformation. So when I work with people, it really is not about what other people do. It's not about the boss who gets them upset. It's really about their part and how can we create the inner peace within them so they can show up more powerfully in the world. I can tell you a story about that. So when I work with, the best way to explain coaching clients for me is Michelangelo. Do you know the story about Michelangelo and the Statue of David, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you know the story? So he created the Statue of David out of this marble, and there was this priest during his time who was so enamored. He was so amazed that this beautiful sculpture had been created. And he looked around the land for Michelangelo, and he finally ran into him, and he said, "Michelangelo, this is amazing. I just want to thank you for creating this beautiful Statue of David." And Michelangelo looked at him and said, "You know, thank you, but I didn't create the Statue of David." He said, "The beauty of David was always in that marble." He said, my only job was to chip away what wasn't David.
Oh, man. It's so powerful.
So when people are out here and they're struggling, sometimes you got to, you know, my work with my clients is chipping away the things that are not allowing you to be at your best. Chip away at the things that are not allowing you to show up powerfully for your family, in your career, in your life. Chip away on all those fears that are holding you back from your dreams. And once we chip away all those things, you stand up and you could be, you're all in, and you could create the life of freedom, abundance, and anything really you want out here.
Man, that's so true. Like it's we all have, you know, it's not that we have to go find something that to make us beautiful. We all have these amazing gifts and things inside of us, and we just have to chip away. And sometimes it's like, it's not these big drastic changes that we have to make. You know, I was talking with somebody recently about fitness, just in particular, like maybe changing, you know, you want to change your body or, you know, get back into shape. And it's like a lot of like, people are being sold on this idea that you just have to go, like, you know, run to the gym and do these insane workouts, and like, and most people end up hurting themselves when they do that, you know, when all they really need to do is just make that small little, you know, 2 millimeter shift. Maybe they need to start walking again or not sit as much while they're at work, and like small little shifts. And that's just, you know, just as an example with fitness, but it's so true for anything in our lives that you just have to chip away. And as long as you keep stacking that and being consistent with it, you know, that statue, that beautiful David will eventually come out.
Absolutely. The next domino, just the next smallest step.
Yeah, so true. So Devin, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about, just for you again, for, you know, your kids and what that means to you when you think about just the transparency in your life and how you're leading them and how you kind of connect to between what you do professionally with, you know, with what you do with your family at home.
Well, I'm a big believer, Thomas, that, you know, with all the accolades and all the success, if I fail at fatherhood, I failed at everything. None of the other stuff matters. This is the most important responsibility I have on this planet, and it's one that I love and cherish. And yes, I think I'm a pretty good leader by example to my children. But I always tell them, and it's true, that they, in my lifetime, have taught me way more about life than I could ever teach them. And for me, it's just, you know, I have three children. My daughter started college this year. She's amazing. She's 18. I have a 14-year-old son.
That's awesome.
Who started high school. And then I have my 5-year-old guy who started kindergarten. So it was a year of milestones. All three of them, I'm so proud of the people they are. And how it translates is, you know, I know what it is to be a father of three children and be working and want to create this life of freedom. And my experience of fatherhood from 18 years of being a father, but also developing fatherhood programs, that is where really I came on the scene with my TED Talk, but also with some coaching programs that are specifically from fathers. Now, you know, I coach men and women all over the world, but that's how it translates. And now I'm really showing up, Thomas. It's amazing when, you know, your values are in line with the business you've created. So I wake up and, you know, there's not a day that goes by. Yeah, it's some hard work sometimes and long days sometimes, but it's beautiful because oftentimes I'm able to take my children to some of my speaking events. We went down to Orlando during Christmas. So some really cool stuff comes out of it, and I'm just grateful, man. So whenever I can connect with, you know, people, but also parents, you know, there's a special connection there of how do we successfully integrate work life and family life, and, you know, I help people do that.
That's so awesome, man. And you know, just from my own experiences as I go through life and I talk to friends or families or, you know, people I know that are parents. And the thing I, you know, sometimes I hear the discussion is like, oh, you know, I do so much for my kids, but X, or they're not doing this, or I, you know, I don't feel like that they're grateful for what I'm doing for them or that I'm providing for them. And it's like, what I've learned is that it's just so, it comes back to the example that you're leading. You know, it's so easy to say one thing, you know, and say to your kids like, oh, this is what has to be done. But if they're not seeing the parents doing it, because kids pick up so much visually, more than what's actually told to them verbally, and it's what sounds like what you do is you're just transparently leading your kids in such a way that, you know, sometimes you don't even have to explain the lessons to them. They're just picking that up with you by the way that you live your life on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And the way, you know, the way I try to treat them, they're with me a lot. So the way they see me interact with other people, I think it all leads up. And you're absolutely right. Your actions speak louder than your words, you know, and it's important that you allow, you're not, you know, people try to be this, you know, do as I say, not as I do kind of parent, but that's really an outdated model. It doesn't work. Children look at what you're doing. And I think that there's a mutual respect. And I'm grateful for, you know, parenting and fatherhood. And my children continually keep me on point and also continually teach me. And hopefully I teach them a little bit as much as they teach me.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'm not a parent yet, but you know, I see my brother, and I watch him with his kids, and it's so inspiring to me. And like, just things I've learned is like, you know, if you want to, this is a small example, like if you don't want your children to want to look at their phones at the dinner table, don't look at the dinner, you know, don't have your own phone out at the dinner table, you know, or,
right.
You know, they, if they see mommy and daddy, you know, hugging each other and stuff, like there's more like that kind of, you know, love can come out in the family. It's all, like you said, just how that example that you lead by, that, you know, more action speaks louder than words. It's so, so true.
Absolutely.
So, Devin, if somebody wants to reach out to you, you know, right now they're listening, like, you know, and they want to, they head over to your website, what could they expect if they're looking to come to you for some coaching?
Well, basically, we're going to sit down and, you know, my coaching is simple. You talk, I listen, we create miracles in your life.
And oh, I really love that.
That's kind of the basis of my coaching. I just also launched an online coaching community, group coaching and mastermind called the Live Your Legacy community. So that's at www.legacy.zone. So you guys can check that out if you want to join an online community. But you can also see me at my website. I'm on Twitter, all under my name, Devin Banderson. Love connecting. I'm pretty active on social media. But yeah, give me a call and let's talk about what kind of miracles you want to create in your life.
I love that. It's so straight to the point. That's awesome. That's beautiful, Devin. All right. So, you know, I always say this, and I like to repeat myself because it's, you know, on every episode, because it's just, it's so, to me, it's such an honor for you to come on. You know, any of my guests that come on, I don't take your time lightly, because, you know, this project that I've been doing with the Positivity Effect, having this opportunity to connect with people like you, Devin, it's powerful for me too. It's not just for my listeners. It really changes me as well. And I just respect so much for you guys to come on and share your stories and you know, it lifts my own spirits up as well. So I always like to do this at the end. It's kind of like a little gift. I love for you to just, it's like a moment of gratitude. And it's like, I always see all these podcasts that we do, I see them as like time capsules for us to put out into the world. So I just want to ask you this last question. If you were suddenly at the end of, and it's kind of, you know, you've summed it up so many different ways, but it's a summary of it. If you were at the end of your life suddenly, and you were reflecting on all that you've been through, all that you've done, and all that you've created, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
Great question. The impact that I would like to be remembered for is that I lovingly lead, that I was a loving leader.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Devin, thank you so much, man. It's just been an honor to connect with you, and I'm honored to have you on the show and to have this opportunity to connect with you and to speak with you, and I love what you're doing. It's so powerful, and my hat is off to anybody, any father that, you know, that steps up as a father, because you guys are role models for me, like my brother, an individual like yourself. It just makes me make sure that I keep preparing myself when, you know, because I'm getting married at the end of the year, and I'm
so, congratulations.
Thank you. And that's just, it's things I think about on a daily basis. I can't wait to have kids, and I can't wait to lead them, just like the stories that you're sharing as well. So Devin, thank you so much. You've inspired me, and I know you've inspired my guests, my listeners as well.
Well, thank you, Thomas. It really is my honor. You're doing some great work on the Positivity Effect, and I know your show is going to continue to grow, and you got my support along the way, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, man. You got my hand and my heart right now.
My man.
That's it. Devin, thank you so much. Guys, you know, everything's going to be, you head over to the Positivity Effect, and you could just put in everything in the show notes, and I'm going to link up Devin's website as well. And Devin, if, you know, what's the best way right now for anybody to reach out to you if they want to connect with you?
The best way to reach out to me is either go to my website, devonbandison.com, devonbandison.com, or the online community at legacy.zone.
Excellent. Beautiful. All right, guys. Devin, this has been awesome. Let's keep in touch, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying the Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.